Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, April 13th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, after some rough years, farmers look forward to spring planting. DFL Governor Mark Dayton is urging President Trump's transportation chief to support federal funding for the Southwest Light Rail Transit Project. Tim Pugmire reports.
Dayton sent a letter to U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao this week. In it, he stressed the Southwest project's broad support among business and community leaders. In an earlier letter, legislative Republicans urged Chao to deny nearly $900 million in federal funding for the line. They described Southwest LRT as a grossly wasteful project. But Dayton pointed out to Chao that most of those lawmakers don't represent the metro area. He said the project is crucial to the area's economic future and there are long-standing financial commitments in place. Dayton said the state was making final preparations to apply for the federal funding. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
The city of St. Paul has put together a study group to see if it can get non-taxable properties to pay for city services voluntarily in lieu of taxes. The effort comes after the Minnesota Supreme Court substantially cut back the city's long-standing street assessment program, which charged schools, churches, and other nonprofits for services including snow plowing and street lighting. The fees had grown to nearly a third of the city's tax levy. Council member Jane Prince said the study could help solve the budget problems left by legal challenges to the program.
It encourages a really robust civic discussion among taxpayers, business owners, nonprofits about what it means for all of us to be doing our part and paying our fair share for the really vital services that we all benefit from.
The St. Paul-based Citizens League will convene a work group to make recommendations this summer. Minnesota farmers face their fourth straight year of low grain prices as they get ready for spring planting. Raising crops and livestock is a $19 billion industry in Minnesota, and the downturn in the sector has forced some farms out of business. But most are surviving and even looking optimistically to the future despite gloomy economic indicators. Mark Stile has the story.
Gene Metz walks into his soon-to-be-planted cornfield near the town of Lismore in southwest Minnesota. He stops, kicks the dirt, then squeezes a golf ball-sized wad of soil in his hand that's still too wet for the farm's heavy planting machinery.
It's clumping up in my hand, so it's just a little bit sticky yet.
The concern is that the farm's machinery would compact the soil, reducing productivity. But a brisk wind and warming temperatures are doing a nice job of drying out these fields.
We're probably week away from planting, maybe 2 weeks.
Farmland accounts for about half the state's landmass. Metz and his son will sow corn and soybeans over 1,000 acres, the equivalent of nearly 800 football fields. Surveys indicate state farmers are betting soybeans will produce a better financial return than corn this year. So soybean acreage will grow 10% and corn planting will drop by 5%. Many could use a better financial return. Gene Metz is also a county commissioner, and he's heard stories about farmers in trouble as he travels his district. Farmers who couldn't get a spring planting loan or had equipment repossessed. But he says most are hanging on and looking forward to another year.
It's just nice to see the crop out of the ground and start to grow.
But the reassuring sight of a young crop can't change some ugly economics. A vast oversupply of grain worldwide is holding down prices to below break even for many farmers. Still, there are indications that Minnesota farmers are in a slightly better financial position than last year. A University of Minnesota and Minnesota State analysis shows 31% lost money last year. That's a hefty portion, but it's an improvement from 36% in the red the year before. AgStar Financial Services Senior Vice President Mark Greenwood says that's consistent with what he sees in the farm clients his company serves.
I would say the sky's not falling. There are some instances where some clients are struggling financially, but overall, balance sheets are still pretty strong.
The main monetary boost crop farmers got over the last year were record corn and soybean harvests last fall. That added to the global supply, but for individual farmers, the extra grain provided bonus income at no added cost, free money. Even if it didn't make a farm profitable, it meant confessing less red ink in the banker's office. AgStar's Greenwood says most farmers have responded to the challenging economic times by becoming better managers, learning how to maximize their harvest while cutting expenses.
We're in a better spot today in terms of overall management skills than we were 5 years ago. You have to be.
And it's not only management skills that are improving, but also farmers' overall outlook. A national trade publication index of farmers' optimism has increased some 73% over last year. The DTN, the Progressive Farmer Report, said President Trump's promise to reduce federal regulation of agriculture is the major factor. But last year's big harvest and lower costs for fertilizer and other supplies also helped. Still, farm leaders are worried about the future. U.S. farm income has fallen by nearly half since 2013. American Farm Bureau Federation Public Policy Executive Director Dale Moore says with grain and livestock prices still mostly unprofitable, many farmers could see more red ink this year.
One better have a good risk management plan to deal with what looks to be a fairly long trend line before we get this turned around.
But Southwest Minnesota farmer Gene Metz says for now, worries about the bad economics are eclipsed by the encouragement that rises with a new crop.
I guess if you weren't optimistic, you wouldn't be farming. But it's still a sense of caution in our mind and fingers crossed and just hoping.
Hoping that this year's crop makes a profit for the first time in several years for many. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, near Lismore.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.